A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
This inauguration had the biggest crowd ever. If you're counting flags instead of people, 191,000 flags fluttering in the breeze on the National Mall. But the historic day began with a goodbye.
Have a good life. We will see you soon. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Attention quickly shifted from the palms of Florida to the seat of government, the nation's capital.
Some Democratic members are, we've learned, wearing body armor out here today underneath their coats. In fact, our reporter Ben Siegel spotted some Democrats greeting each other by sort of tapping on their chest, sort of a subtle acknowledgement that they are prepared.
Famous voices rose in song. Lady Gaga. There was a historic first.
I, Kamala Davy Harris, do solemnly swear.
I, Kamala Davy Harris, do solemnly swear.
That was Jennifer Lopez.
This land was made for you and me.
This is the first inauguration in the history of America where J-Lo was the warm-up act for Chief Justice Roberts.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., do solemnly swear.
I, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., do solemnly swear.
A sworn oath prescribed by the Constitution and tradition.
So help you God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. President.
Today brought us an appeal for healing.
We can see each other not as adversaries, but as neighbors. We can treat each other with dignity and respect.
And a presidential promise.
I give you my word. I will always level with you. I will defend the Constitution. I'll defend America. And together, we shall write an American story of hope, not fear, of unity, not division, of light, not darkness.
And there is our peaceful transition of power. Now, the hard work begins.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
The sound.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.